Yeah. 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 Come on. Come on. Gotta thank you for tuning in to our show. Effortless praise on the way, better know. Chef B cooking it up in the kitchen. Y'all gotta listen. We're good like savory chicken. Yes, we're good, so don't you miss it. What we gotta say, cause we on a mission. Artist promotion, business promotion. Hey, best friend. Yeah. Hey, Sydney. Hey, best friend. Yeah. Hey, Chef B. Hey, big bro. Yeah. Hey, little sis. Now you know me, and you know we got a radio show. Yes. Got a radio show. Yes.
Hey family, what's up? This is Uncle Fred and I'm in the building. This is what you're doing. You're listening to Effortless Praise on Effortless Praise Radio with my man, Sydney Lassiter III. That's right. Keep it locked here for all the best in gospel and inspiration. Effortless Praise on Effortless Praise Radio, Sydney Lassiter III. Easy.
Hey, 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 my best friends, and welcome to another fantastic episode of Effortless Praise with Sydney Lassiter III. I am your host, Sydney. And you are in for a treat on today.
That's right, Sydney. I'm your co-host, B. Sidell McNair. And today's guest is a man who's flipping the script, literally and figuratively. He's a real estate mogul, a gospel music artist, and a man of faith. Please help us welcome the one and only William Vaughn, also known as Mr. Flippy.
Welcome to the show.
Hey, I'm glad to be here.
Okay. All right. Yes, we are thrilled to have you here with us, Mr. Flippy. Now, you've got so much going on. You have real estate. You have music. You have your family and your family life. And also, let's start with this incredible combination of entertainment and gospel music. What inspires you to use music as a platform to educate and uplift others.
Yeah, so really, just through some of my relationships and these connections that God has opened up, it allowed me to use some creativity to be able to blend the real estate business and the music together, you know, in a form that can inspire and educate others, you know, just in their personal life and, you know, entrepreneurially. So, yeah, I'm just, excited about this, you know, platform that we've been getting to be able to impact and inspire a lot of people through what we're doing.
Absolutely. Now, your upcoming project, Every Day I'm Flipping, sounds like a unique blend of inspiration and education. Can you tell us more about the message behind it and how you hope it resonates with your audience?
Yeah, so it's a fun and a creative project, and like I say, I specialize in real estate, so any dimension of, you know, residential flipping, land development, new construction, so we do a lot of projects in that arena, so we just saw a creative way to incorporate that into our music project, you know, in a catchy and a unique fashion, you know, and I truly believe that it's going to, inspire and impact, you know, man, a whole bunch of people, and we've already been getting tremendous feedback on it, and, you know, we're just excited about the opportunity to be able to connect multitudes of people to this project.
Okay, awesome. So, let's take a step back. So, yes, you are in the real estate business. So, tell us how you got into real estate.
Okay. So yeah, I've been doing real estate full time for about 8 years. And, when I first got started, it was more in the industry of, you know, fixing up houses and, you know, selling them and rental houses and things along that line. But about 5 years ago, we got into the land development projects, you know, where we buy a piece of vacant land and we get it approved to build on, you know, so where we've done some new construction, projects as well. And, you know, we've just done a mixture of a lot of different type of projects, but, man, in the arena of flipping houses, flipping land, and also new construction is our niche, you know, so we love it. Like I say, we actually do some projects, you know, here in the Nashville area, Middle Tennessee, but also in some other southeastern states as well. And, you know, we've had people reaching out to us from other areas that want to learn about it, so that's why we believe this, you know, music and our different social media outreach will have an opportunity to connect other people to opportunities.
Absolutely. Now, I'm an entrepreneur myself. So one thing about, you know, what we do here at Effortless Praise with Sydney Lassiter III is that not only do we give faith-based artists and performers a platform for them to share, you know, their ministry gifts with our listeners and our best friends, but we also allow this platform to be the place where we give a voice to small business owners and small ministries. So we have entrepreneurs here all the time. So today we're getting a 2-for-1 special, y'all. We got entrepreneur who's also, you know, an artist. So, you know, we're really excited to have you here today. And one thing that I like to ask all the entrepreneurs, you know, that come on the show is, what piece of advice would you give to someone who is trying to break into the industry that you're in? Because, you know, sometimes, you know, you have that one person that say, you know, you don't need to quit your job. You don't need to do that. But, you know, we do have people who are really, you know, talented at what they do with what they call their side hustle, even if it is, you know, their entrepreneur baby that they have been working on. And maybe they're doing really good at it. And maybe if they just invested a little bit more time, it's something that they could do full time. So, what advice would you give to that person who's like right on the brink of making that decision that, hey, I need to put, you know, now it's time to go all in on this passion that I have?
Yeah. So I guess I'm a firm believer in, you know, taking steps of faith in anything that we do, you know. And a lot of times people, they will try to wait till they have all the answers before they take action. And I believe you have to take action with the steps you see to take. And that as you take those steps, you'll see the next steps that you need to take. So I just encourage anyone that is looking to step out into a business or to start something or to grow something to not be afraid to take those first steps, you know, or not be afraid to take a risk. You know, I know a lot of people have a fear of failure, that what if I do this and it doesn't work, you know, but I believe the only way you can fail is if you quit. Because as long as you keep learning and growing, even if something doesn't work out the way you thought it should, if you learn from it and grow from it and you improve from it, you really didn't fail. So I say, don't be afraid to fail and don't be afraid to get started. That's my encouragement.
Yes, I like that. If you learned from it, if you grew from it, then don't be afraid to fail, because that right there, I always tell people, if you're not growing, you're dying.
You're right.
So if you learn, if it's teaching you a lesson and you're learning from it and you're growing from it, then hey, that's not failure.
Exactly.
I'm so grateful. Thank you.
Here we go, here we go, here we go, here we go.
Here we go.
Oh, no set of words could really express the way I feel. Oh, I'm so grateful for the joy and the peace that you give to me.
I am so in love, so in love with you. I can't get enough, get enough of you.
You see the depths of my heart and you love me the same.
Ooh-oh. Ooh-oh.
It gives a feeling inside that I cannot explain. It makes me go feel so good.
Makes me feel so
feel so good. You gave and the love that you lavished on me, it's insane that
you are merciful, merciful
and good.
I am so amazed that I am loved
by you.
Failure is definitely not an option.
Hey, who are you?
All right, now, your lead single, You're My Victory, is already making moves. Now, it's such a powerful tribute of worship. Now, what was the creative, process behind it, behind the song? And how did it all come together with Rodney Gordon?
Okay, so yeah, like you said, You're My Victory. It really is just a song of inspiration from God, you know, and really it originated, you know, in my own life, that, you know, that as I wrote the lyrics to it, that it was coming from my own testimony of allowing God to give me the ability to overcome certain adversities and challenges in my own life, you know. And there's a scripture in John 16:33, it says, in this world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. So what Jesus Christ was saying was that it doesn't matter what our background is, what color we are, where we come from, we're all going to experience trials and tribulations, but he gives us the power to overcome those trials and tribulations if we trust in him and we put our faith and reliance in him. So You're My Victory is really a song of hope and encouragement to say no matter what we go through, that God can give us the power to be victorious over it if we continue to trust and rely on him.
That's right. That's right. Now, you've accomplished so much, like a lot. But I want to know, what sparked your passion for gospel music? Like, was it something that you always wanted to pursue, or is it something that just evolved over time?
Yeah, well, so I say I've always written, you know, lyrics and, you know, different, you know, poetry and stuff, you know, throughout my life. But I never just really pursued it, like, in a serious way, you know. But I had some people that, you know, they encouraged me and said, hey, man, you need to do something with this. So, you know, I had certain relationships and opportunities that opened up to be able to pursue it in a more, you know, serious and professional way. So I just took a step on it, and you know, God began opening up some doors with it, so I want to see where he can take it. But as far as with you know, just in the gospel arena, you know, that, you know, obviously having that relationship with God, you know, that it attracts me to that type of music that can feed my spirit or my soul, you know, that it's not just so, you know, just obviously I like other types of music too, but that is more of a heartfelt type of music that can really inspire and encourage you when you're going through different trials and obstacles. So that's why I'm attracted to that type of music.
I know that's right. Ain't nothing like your foundation. It's the foundation. That's what I'm hearing. You know, built upon in that faith that you talked about earlier. So, you know, absolutely.
Okay. If you can, introduce your single for us.
Okay, so this song is called You're My Victory, and I pray and hope that it touches your heart and inspires you to be an overcomer.
Hey, I just gotta keep it real. There was a season that great storms and great adversities were coming against my life. It looked like I was surrounded on every side by my enemies, and it seemed like I wasn't gonna make it out. I didn't know where else to turn or what else to do, but I cried out to God to help me, and he heard my cry and answered me. Now I'm a living witness that Jesus Christ is real, and he is my deliverer, he is my redeemer, and he is my victory. These lyrics came in my heart to write as a real life testimony. So I got my friend and brother Rodney Jordan to bring these words to life.
I see the giants.
I had all type of giants
coming against me.
It looked like I was surrounded,
but there ain't no giant,
no giant.
But ain't no giant bigger than you.
That is bigger than you.
The storm and the winds kept blowing.
Looked like that I was gonna fail,
but they must don't know my God.
But ain't no failure in my God. He turned the wind into fuel for my sail. I've been in the fire, but didn't want single flame burn me. No, no. This ain't no secondhand story. I know for real you're my victory. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm facing
coming against me.
I know I've got victory,
but there ain't no giants.
There ain't no giants. There ain't no situation
that is bigger than you. The storms and the winds keep blowing. Like I was gonna fail.
But it don't matter what it look like, it don't matter what it seem like. I know there ain't no failure in my God.
In my God, I've been in the fire.
Been in the fire.
Didn't one
second. No, 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 you never let it touch me,
this
God.
This ain't no secondhand story.
This ain't just no song to me. I mean these words from my heart. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, I know I wouldn't have made it.
You're my victory.
That was awesome. That was awesome. You did a wonderful job. You are a great songwriter.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah, thank you for your gift. Thank you for your ministry. I'm a songwriter my own self. But that is beautiful, beautifully written. You know, just stay encouraged. Keep on writing. That's all I can say. You know, you got, you know, a long way to go, you know, but it's, you have a huge ministry I see coming for you. So, yes, congratulations to you. Yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate you. I say that's the y'all got the radio version. They got download the whole version, the long version, so they can get the full effect.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, we're
on the remix with a quartet drive on it. So y'all go in on the extended version. I got to hear that one now.
Yeah.
All right. So tell us about how that all came together, like as far as with your producers and your musicians making songs.
He said, as far as like getting all the musicians to come together for it.
Uh huh.
Yeah. So like I said, I wrote the lyrics for it, and my friend Rodney Jordan, who is the lead vocalist on there, and I've been knowing him for several years, and he actually he's the same with Israel Houghton and New Breed, you know. So he was part of that group, and like I said, he got them anointed vocals, so he's willing to bless us with the lead vocals. And I had some other, you know, friends of mine who, you know, came together with the choir voices, and you know, we had the producer who put together the track for us. So man, God just put all the pieces of the puzzle together to make it happen.
Trying to get my name in the Lamb.
The Book of Life.
Oh yeah. Said I'm working day and night. Trying to get my name in the Lamb.
The Book of Life.
Oh yeah. Cause I want to see.
I got to see
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
A good God of mine.
Jesus Christ,
a good God of mine. Listen,
working every day,
I'm trying to get my name in the lamb.
The book of life.
Oh, yeah. Said I'm working day and night. Trying to get my name in the lamb.
The book of life.
Good God Almighty. I want to see. Jesus Christ, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
A good God of mine. I want to see.
I
need to see Jesus.
Jesus Christ.
Yes, I gotta see Jesus.
Said I'm working day and night.
Yes, I gotta see Jesus.
I ain't gonna stop. No,
yes,
no, 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 no.
Jesus.
I'm gonna keep on. Put on my long white robe. Try it on. I'm gonna put on my crown. And then I'm gonna sit down at the welcome table. Say howdy, howdy. Never goodbye. I got to see him. Grandmama told me. Streets and nails. I'm paid with gold. Milk and honey. Always flow. Wanna hear him say, well done, servant, you're on a good race. Anybody wanna go? Anybody wanna go? Go see Jesus. Come on, y'all. Come with me. As I go to see him, I said I gotta see him. Good God Almighty.
Tell y'all what the Lord has done for me real quick, like on God. And say my grace, he make a way out of nowhere. He do it every day. So much mercy, so much grace. His love I can't replace. Even when I did wrong, he never threw me out the way. Even Judas traded on him. Yeah, he showed love to a snake. No, I cannot switch on God. I keep it lit for God. All this love waiting for me. I feel like I'm Elder Barge. God gave his life that pricey. Cry me the thorn that's spiky. Whip on his back and piss on his side. He took his lick, no ice cream. Yeah, he wiped me down like Boosie. Inside out like Tootsie. I'm born again like a newbie. Yeah, I'm born again like a newbie. Yeah, I should have been dead a long time ago. You saved my life a long time ago. You pick me up every time I fall. Back to back like a domino. I should have been dead a long time ago. You saved my life a long time ago. You pick me up every time I fall. Back to back like a domino. What is done for me? He did that. He broke the chains and set me free. Yeah, he did. Many times that I could have died. Now I was lost to sin, but he you spared my life. Now when I couldn't see, Lord, you cleansed my eyes. Like Hezekiah Walker, I need you to survive. And I never knew a Lord like yours. When I did wrong, you never threw me out the door. The only thing you did was clean me up like a chore. Now I'm standing stronger and better than before. You're the only reason that I'm still living. I ended up my cup, you're the only one can feel it. Now hold on a minute, let me tell you what he's done. He's the only one that gave his only begotten son. And you know and I know he didn't have to do it. And if he had to do it, I know you wouldn't go through it. And that's the reason why I thank him every day for my health and my strength that I'm not in the grave. Lord, I thank you. The Lord has done for me. He did that. He broke the chains and set me free. Yeah, he did that. He made me whole and made me clean. Yeah, he did that. Now I claim the victory.
Awesome, awesome. Now, your music video for You're My Victory is gaining traction on major platforms like BET Gospel and Music Choice. How does it feel to see your work reach so many people and touch lives on a national scale?
Man, it's been a true blessing just to, you know, be able to inspire others in their life and, you know, just to know that it is truly impacting people's hearts. So that's most definitely a blessing.
Amen. Now, let's talk about faith. If you credited your relationship with God for your victories, how has your faith influenced not just your music, but also your approach to business and life?
Okay. Yeah, so I would say just my faith in God is the source and the energy of everything that I do, you know, because I truly believe that, you know, no matter whether it's in business, in relationships, just, you know, personally, that there are certain, you know, obstacles and forces that we can't overcome in our own power. So we have to have faith in God in order to break through certain opposition or resistance in life, and especially being a true child of God, that there are forces of darkness that don't want us to move forward or get ahead in life. So we need a power that is greater than the enemy's power in order to move forward. So that's why I believe faith in God is so important, because it gives us that extra power that we need in order to break through and press forward in our life.
That's right. Now, we touched on this earlier. We said Every Day I'm Flipping is the latest project that's going to be coming out. Now, tell us, like, when is that going to be dropping? And overall, what do you want listeners to gain from that album?
Okay. Yeah, so the Every Day I'm Flipping album is dropping January the 31st. You know, it'll be available on all major streaming platforms. And, you know, really, I just want people to, you know, be inspired and encouraged from it, but also to, you know, be motivated to not be afraid to step out into their unique and creative destiny, you know, and also it will empower people with some practical, fun knowledge that they can have some success in real estate as well.
That's right. I like this,
friends. I am Katherine Waters, and you're tuned into Effortless Praise Radio with Sydney Lasseter III. Stay right here. Inspiration is on its way.
A part right here that goes, name.
set you free.
Get out the way, cause he coming up. Hashtag sign, got him doubled up. Double them, just like the score, cause he's winning up. Come now, boys, you dumb or what? Come now, where did I see? Yeah, one day the world ain't gonna fall to the knees. Yeah, begging forgiveness, no, you gotta leave. No one in the bless you, then you better sneeze. Blaze. Wait a minute, got banged for 1 minute, so I turn it back to him like he yelled, I forgive him, and he turns back to him, and he yelled out, oh,
so clap your hands,
clap
your hands,
clap.
Now if you feel the way I do, and know the rhythm is in you, get ready to bow down to what is set you free. And all it's done for me. When the darkest clouds came into my life, it chased it away and brought the light. It was the sword that won the fight. When I was wrong, it made it wrong. Salute.
What?
Turn up to it. Salute.
What?
Turn up for it. Salute.
What?
Turn up to it. Salute.
What?
Turn up for it. Ready to bow down to what has set you free, 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 free,
All right, Mr. Flippy, well, for those who want to learn more about you, how can they follow you on social media?
Okay, well, they can check us out at MrFlippy.com. You know, we got all of our, you know, different plugs on there. Or also, on Instagram, they can go at Mr. Flippy, you know, then the number one, they can come check us out on there. But I said, if they go to the website, MrFlippy.com, we got all of our information on there. They can stay connected with us.
Absolutely. And best friends, we have one more question. What is next for Mr. Flippy? Like, we know the album is coming out, but can we expect a tour? Can we expect more music? Any workshops on land flipping? What you got coming up?
Yeah, so we got a few things in the pipeline. We got a few events that will be coming up. We do networking events as well, you know, as we will be doing some different traveling at different venues to, you know, share the music project as well as the educational tools that we'll be, offering to others. So one thing we have created is a digital course, you know, to teach people how to flip and develop land in their own market, because you don't have to be some special person or have some special license to do what I do. You just have to have the right knowledge and know how to navigate it. So we have a digital course that people can take as well, and they can, you know, check us out through our website with that.
I love that. So best friends, if you are interested in learning how to flip real estate, make sure that you go to MrFlippy.com. Make sure that you are following at MrFlippy to get his wealth of knowledge. I don't know if he answers his DMs, but, you know, drop him a line. Do whatever you need to do to connect with Mr. Flippy so that you can get the information that he's putting out there and so that you can also listen to this wonderful, uplifting music, encouraging us to remember and to keep in mind that, you know, we have the victory, that we are victorious because of our faith in God. He has given us the victory, and he will forever be the victory for us.
Amen.
All right, Mr. Flippy, it's been a pleasure speaking with you all today and joining us with Effortless Praise with Sydney Lassiter III. Please check out Mr. Flippy. He has some amazing things that he is doing. Go to that website, MrFlippy.com, and he'll, you know, you'll find a wealth of information about what he is doing, especially dealing with his flipping business. All right. We're going to take you off the stage, but just stay with us, Mr. Flippy, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Once again, best friends, make sure that you check out Mr. Flippy's new single, You're My Victory, and keep an eye out for his album, Every Day I'm Flipping. It's edutainment with a purpose.
Amen, amen. Well, if you would like to be a sponsor with Effortless Praise with Sydney Lassiter III, all you have to do is go to our website. Just go to www.effortlass.com/radio, or you can actually go to our email at effortlesspraise@gmail.com. Again, that is effortlasspraise@gmail.com. Or inboxes on Facebook or Instagram at Effortless Praise.
And also, if you're an independent faith-based artist who would love to be featured on our show, we'd love to hear from you. Make sure that you shoot us an email at effortlesspraise@gmail.com. And don't forget your cover art. We would also love to hear from any entrepreneurs and small churches or ministries. We want to hear from you as well. We would love to feature you on our show.
All right. And please remember to check out our independent radio station called Effortless Radio. And you can listen 24/7 gospel music and featuring all of our artists that we have had on the show. And again, that is Effortless Radio. And you can go to our Facebook page and look us up for that. Again, that is EFFORTLASS Radio. So check that out, and you can click on the link. All right, good, better, best.
Never let it rest.
Until your good is better.
And your better is effortless.
All right, best friends, you take care and keep on smiling.
Bye, best friends.
Everybody just clap your hands. Put joy in the room. Ask your neighbor next to you, do you got joy? Come on, ask them, do you got the joy of the Lord? I get joy when I think about
what he's done for me.
Joy when I think about
what he's done for me.
I get so much joy.
Joy
somewhere.
What he's done for me.
He's been so good.
He's been so good.
She healed my mother. I never shall forget how you continue to bless me in spite of thee. I never shall forget. I never shall forget. You've been so good. No, I won't stop. Clap your hands right here and say I will never forget what you've done.
Hold on, brothers, keep the faith. Wait, my sisters, it's not too late.
No, you gotta worry.
God can do the impossible. See, all we have to do is get down on our knees
and pray. Feels like no one's there. Seems like no one cares.
God can do anything but fail. Just seek his face and he'll be right there.
Always enjoyed cooking with my family in the kitchen, and now I enjoy cooking with my husband and children. Hello, I'm Chef B. Sidell McNair, owner of the Tasting Spoon Catering, Food Truck, and Personal Chef Services, where I also provide cooking classes for children as well as adults and ServSafe certification for culinary professionals. I am here so that you can invite me along your family's journey for all of your milestone events.
And you're tuned in to Effortless Praise with Sydney Lassiter III. Stay right here. Inspiration is on the way.
It's so good.
school, lipstick on your cheek, yeah, we know who did it. Grandma